What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Dusty Dunn, and I'm talking to Chris Peterson, and he has this viral song. It's called Horse People, and obviously I took a liking to it because I am a horse person. So, Chris, tell me about this song.
Well, that song was a lifetime in the making, really. Something that my whole life, I just loved horses, and my life and lifestyle revolved around horses. And so last summer, we had a horse at the vet and ended up having this bill that was pretty astronomical. And I started thinking to myself, this, you know, we often spend more on our horses than we do on ourselves. We have make sure they have the best of the food, the best medical care. And meanwhile, I hadn't been to the doctor in, 20 years, and I'm eating just whatever I can find. And so I got this idea of horse people, thinking, my friends probably look at me and think I've lost my mind. I spend all my money on horses. And that's kind of what this song is about. Just when you're a horse person, that's what matters to you, your horses. And so we just wrote it about that,
Well, Chris, let's give this song a listen. Do you want to go ahead and introduce it?
I'm Chris Peterson, Horse People.
You can pick them out of any crowd. They dress the part and wear it proud. Sometimes you can even smell them. They got dirt and mud and other crap clinging to their boots and hats, and dogs riding in the truck with them. They're always stacking hay and changing tires, fixing things with baling wire and overhauling overused tags. And every single thing on the place is dead, broke, or broken. Everything they own's for sale for cash. Horse people, they're just a little different than most people. Bow-legged boots, stomping stall muckers, tired and tuckered, going broke, trying to feed a bunch of four-legged buckers. Horse people, God bless them, they're addicted like a junkie to a needle. And I've discovered that most of them like horses more than they like people. Nothing in their fridge to eat is full of butane, penicillin, and ivermectin. They live on Burger King and Taco Bell. The dash is loaded down with bills from farriers and veterinarians. And they can tell you every pedigree of every single steed they ever bought, sold, trained, or traded. Oh, and none of them are full of bull or slightly egotistical or overly opinionated. Horse people, they're just a little different than most people. Bow-legged boots, stomping stall muckers, tired and tuckered, going broke, trying to feed a bunch of four-legged buckers. Horse people, God bless them, they're addicted like a junkie to a needle. And I've discovered that most of them like horses more than they like people. They got palominos, paints and bays, sorrels, duns, roans and grays, stacks of saddles, bits and bridles. They can't pass up an auction barn, a for-sale sign on anything that runs on diesel. Horse people, we're just a little different than most people. We trade a kidney for a load of good alfalfa. Yeah, we're all about to go broke, trying to feed a bunch of four-legged buckers. Horse people, God help us, we're addicted like a junkie to a needle. And I've discovered that most of us like horses more than we like people.
That is Chris Chris Peterson's new song, Horse People. It went viral on TikTok, Instagram, all social media. I am here talking to him with music and conversation. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and where do you live now?
So I grew up in a small town in Utah that is called Morgan, Utah, just a little town, and which was perfect for growing up and wanting to do the horse thing. And so now I've moved south to southern Utah. We're in a little tiny town in southern Utah.
Are you one of the lucky men to marry a horsewoman?
My wife also loves horses, yeah. So we're kind of bad for each other, actually, because we both love horses. And if we end up like at a horse auction, it's not a good combination with me and her.
My husband and I are the same exact way. I try to leave the horse trailer at home so I don't buy anything, but last time we went to an auction, I brought something home in the back seat. So
I can relate.
I hear your producer is the same as Cody Johnson.
That's correct. So I feel very fortunate to have Trent Willman as my producer. And he's a big part of this song as well. But going back to him, like he's an incredible producer. He produces Cody Johnson and a lot of other artists, actually. But he also has a song called "The Roping Pen" that you may have heard.
Oh yeah.
But that's why it clicked so well. He and I, we have very similar interests and personalities, and he was just the perfect fit for a producer for me. Our taste in music is very similar, and so when I started thinking about this idea for the song, I immediately talked to Trent and said, "Hey, Trent, this is the idea I've got for a song. We should write it." I wanted him to be a part of it. He is an incredible musician, songwriter as well. He was just the perfect person to write this song with as well, and ended up coming together because he's also a horse person, and we were just super excited with how the song turned out.
Absolutely. I can see quite a bit of similarity between Rope and Pen and Horse People. They're both really good songs. This song really took off, and we talked earlier about your Instagram. So where can people find you online?
I started off with the social media thing heavily in Instagram, and I got back into Facebook, which I had kind of neglected for a long time. But also, we've done a bunch on TikTok as well. So you can find you can follow us, our life, what we're doing on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at @DieHardCowboy_. On Facebook, it's Diehard Cowboy.
Okay. What are your plans going forward in the music industry?
The music industry, we just want to have fun and share the music that we love. And so we're going to just keep moving forward, playing shows, playing to those horse people out there. Those are my favorite crowds. There's nothing like playing to a group of people who I start playing horse people and they just light up and start singing along. That's my favorite thing. I have a brand new song coming out on September 29th called Ride Away. And we'll just keep releasing new music and move forward.
Okay. Are you releasing anywhere other than social media?
Yeah. So all of my music is on all the streaming platforms, Spotify. You can find me at Chris Peterson on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. We're on pretty much all of the Amazon stuff. But I didn't really realize how the first time I ever posted anything about the song, Trent and I had written the song, and we had not yet recorded it, though. We were at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and he was doing a concert there and had me come up on stage and play Horse People with him. Posted just a little clip of us playing that song together. I posted it, and between Facebook and Instagram, it had 3 million views. And I started to see, like, oh, okay, people really are going to – the horse people are really going to latch onto this song. And so we got pretty excited about it, and I – just kept promoting it and posting little clips of it. And the funny thing was, every time that I would post it, it had a similar response of there were just a lot of people that would share it and really relate to it. So pretty fun to be able to write a song that is me to the core and something that I love, and also to have a huge audience of similar people that really latch onto the song and love it as much as I do.
Well, I think another thing that makes this song so good and why people latch on is because it's really accurate. You know, you have that line about banamine and all of the drugs and crazy things that horse people use. So, I mean, it's really personal. And I think that's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I get it as a horse person. Yeah. And I think a lot of other people do.
Yeah, I do sometimes think, you know, somebody that's outside of the horse world may listen to it and think, I don't even know what half of that meant. But but for the horse people, it definitely makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.